All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Roland Lee, and tonight I want to talk about narcissism in Los Angeles. Yes, narcissism in Los Angeles. This is something I've been wanting to talk about for a while, and I just want to know what the hell is up. Excuse me, what the fuck is up with all this narcissism in Los Angeles? Okay, when I was coming up, like I said, I'm a kid of the 80s and 90s. People was a little bit more, were a lot more genuine than they are now. It's like, I just don't get it. You could walk up and down the street all day and see people and speak to them, and they just look at you kind of like, you know, with this condescending kind of like, you know, like, fuck you. I don't owe you shit. I ain't got to, you know, it's weird. I don't know why everybody out here is so stuck up. LA has just, it's become so Hollywood throughout the years. And thanks to social media, it just made it even worse, you know. I never seen this amount of narcissism in my life. I don't even know what year this began to transpire, because it's like I said, when I was coming up, people were more, you know, yeah, you had just certain group, you know, that was kind of, you know, on some stuck up kind of bougie, you know, gold digging kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? But it was kind of like a small percentage of it. Nowadays, it seemed like it's just widespread. I don't know how it is in other states or, other, you know, in other cities. I can only speak for where I'm at right now and where I came up, which is LA. And it's just, my God, it's everybody thinks that they're a star. Everybody's a celebrity. You feel like because you got so many likes on Instagram, so many likes on Facebook, you are a celebrity, which is bullshit, because I know actual celebrities. I know actual millionaires. I know people that got multi-million dollars in the bank, you know, homes, cars, etc. And they're just the humblest people. They're so nice, and just, you wouldn't even know they had money until somebody told you, hey, you know who that is? Or, you know, oh, that's Steve such and such. He's the co-founder of this. You know, that dude got millions of dollars in the bank. You wouldn't even know it. You know, like I said, I've been in Hollywood. I rubbed elbows with A-list celebrities, actresses, actors, you name it, singers, you know, you name it. I didn't, you know, play ball with these people. I didn't ate with them. Went to their house, you know what I'm saying? Party with them, all of that, you know what I'm saying? And they are some of the nicest people. You know, from what I'm seeing is like, especially in Hollywood, there's people that maybe went out on an audition or done a commercial here and there, and they just feel like they're Denzel, you know what I'm saying, overnight. And it's like, dude, you haven't even made it yet. You haven't done anything. You went out, yeah, a couple of auditions, yeah, maybe a commercial. That ain't shit compared to these guys. These are heavyweights in Hollywood. They're doing it. You know what I'm saying? They've been there. They got the experience. They got all of that. You know what I'm saying? They got the money to back it. You know, but instead of being an asshole, they are the nicest people. And this is the truth. I'm not lying to you. Like, I've experienced this time and time again. And it's always the people that don't have shit. It's always the people that live in these little cruddy ass neighborhoods and these cruddy ass apartments, driving these cruddy ass cars, working these regular jobs, you know what I'm saying? While you actually going out on auditions, you know what I'm saying? They feel like you made it when you haven't. Stop, you know what I'm saying? Humble yourself. You're not there yet, you know what I'm saying? And I don't care if you got, you know, a million likes on Instagram, but that don't make you shit. It don't make you shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, money, how I look at it, yeah, it's something that you need, you know, in order to, you know, maintain, you know, in life. But I don't think it's something you should worship. You know, I don't think fame is something you should worship or the status. You know what I'm saying? That's people that really don't understand how life works. I don't think these people really get how, you know, how life works, man. It's like, that doesn't bring happiness, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, You know, and I think, you know, these kind of people, they don't realize that. And it's sad because they don't have, these are people I see, they don't have real friends to sit, you know, sit them down and talk with them. Like, hey, you know, you got this kind of attitude, you walk around here like you shit, stop, pump your brakes. You know what I'm saying? And let me explain, you know, how life really works. These are the kind of people you want in your circle. You know, not a bunch of yes men. And you know, it's ridiculous, man. I mean, you can't even build friendships now because of this kind of attitude. They feel like if you don't fit into this certain kind of, you know, box or a certain, you know, you don't. LA is like really cliquish, I noticed. Like, if you don't fit into a certain clique, you don't look like this, you don't dress like this, you know what I'm saying? You don't rock the beard, you don't rock the dreadlocks, you don't, you know, you ain't rocking the Jordans, it's like you don't fit in. If you ain't talking like the latest rapper, you know what I'm saying? You ain't talking about a bunch of stupid shit all the time. It's like they feel like you don't fit in. And it's sad. You know, in other cultures, it's like they're picking up on it also. Like, if you're African American, like other cultures, they pick up on that shit where it's like, you know, oh, I expect him to act like a nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, I want to act like a black person. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I carry myself. But other cultures, they feel like if you ain't being stupid, if you ain't acting like a nigga, they kind of look at you like, you know, like how your own kind look at you, you know, and it's just sad. But that's kind of, you know, I mean, that's another topic. I mean, but yeah, LA is just, I don't know when this narcissism got like this. I don't know what year, but it's just really, really outrageous and it's out of hand. And I don't hear a lot of people talking about this enough. Yeah, it's just crazy, you know. And fellas, if you're a regular guy out here in Los Angeles and you trying to, you know, you trying to find a wife, you know, I don't care if you're young or old, it's hard. Because of this, you know what I'm saying? It makes it very hard. You know, even women, you know, they deal with it also. I'm not just going to put it off on them. It's like, I mean, they deal with it also. This kind of, you know, just this wave of just narcissism and just bouginess. You know, that song by the Migos, Bad and Bougie, man, it's a catchy tune. It's, you know, a catchy song, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like that song is very destructive, or was very destructive. You know, because that really fucked a lot of people's heads up. Bad and Bougie, you know, they really start, you know, you just start walking around acting like this song, you know, and I think that's pretty pathetic. You know, you bad and bougie, but you live in the ghetto, you know what I'm saying? Which is really, it's really sad and pathetic. You know, we all are struggling, you know, and when people really, what they need to realize is, there's only two classes of people. You know, it's either you're rich or you're poor. Middle class, I don't buy into that no more. Yeah, the 80s and 90s, maybe, you know what I'm saying? 70s, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But now I see it, either you're rich or you're poor. So stop walking around. If you're not rich, stop walking around acting like you're rich. Stop pretending like you are. It's okay to you know, believe in yourself and dream and you know, put the speaking into existence and put the energy out there. You know, like, yeah, I will one day be this. Yeah, and I guarantee it will happen. You know what I'm saying? If you believe it enough, it will happen. You put it out there in existence, I do believe in that. You know what I'm saying? The energy that you put out there is what you're gonna get in return. So if you put it out there that you're gonna be this, you're gonna be successful, yeah. But if you ain't made it yet, you know what I'm saying? I don't buy into that fake it till you make it shit. You know what I'm saying? Stop it. You work hard, you dream, you build, you know what I'm saying? And you work hard until you get to that level. Until then, you always be humble. You know what I'm saying? Humble yourself. Be humble around people. You know what I'm saying? Be nice to people. If someone speaks, it's nothing to speak back. You know, you got people in society, I mean, like in my neighborhood, like I speak to people all the time. It's just like, it's either halfway high or it's just nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, that's not what life is about. You know what I'm saying? Life is, it's about building friendships and relationships, and, you know, being kind and helping each other. You know what I'm saying? And you know, that's what it's about. You know, and what I see in society now, man, is just, you know, it's really sad and pathetic. But yeah, that's my rant for tonight. I thought I just had to get that out there because, like I said, I don't see a lot of people talking about this. And damn it, I'm going to talk about it because it needs to be talked about. And there's a whole lot of other shit I'm going to come on here and talk about also. I'm just getting started. So you guys will be hearing more of me, you know. So I got a lot of shit to talk about. Oh, yeah. And, yeah, just, you know, be kind to each other, you know. You know, my grandmother used to tell me, you get more bees with honey than vinegar. You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, that's a true saying. It's like, you know, just be nice. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what friendships you could build out of that. You know what I'm saying? You don't know, you know, what resources you can obtain off of that, you know, just by being nice. You don't know. It may be something you're struggling with, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, oh, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Or, you know, oh, cool. You know, you guys get to talking. It's like, oh, man, I didn't know you had to hook up. Oh, man, all right, yeah, let's exchange numbers. You just don't know. You know what I'm saying? You don't know when you might need someone. You don't know when that person might need you. You don't know. But just humble yourself. And just see life as a beautiful thing. It's not, we're only like a speck of dust, man. Like when you look at how big these universes are, like outer space, you know what I'm saying? You look at, you know, the multiple like galaxies, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, the Milky Way and all that shit. You look at us, you look at planet Earth, and it's like we're a speck of dust, probably smaller than a speck of dust. How dare you guys walk around with this uppity attitude like you just, you know, like your ego is big as the universe, probably bigger. Stop it. Be humble. Don't cost much to be humble. You know? But that's my rant for tonight. Like I said, I got plenty more shit to talk about. So, yeah, you guys stay tuned and hope you guys have a good night. All right, peace.